Recently, the U.S. Supreme Court declined to hear a defamation case against comedian Bill Cosby. But perhaps more interesting than the rejection was a comment from Justice Clarence Thomas. He wrote the court should re-examine a landmark First Amendment case, one from Alabama. WBHM's Andrew Yeager reports.
In 1960, the New York Times ran an ad from a civil rights group criticizing how authorities treated demonstrators, including in Montgomery. The ad got some details wrong. Montgomery's police commissioner, L.B. Sullivan, argued the errors meant the ad defamed him as a public official. He sued and won in Alabama. Case went on to the U.S. Supreme Court.
New York Times Company petitioner versus L.B. Sullivan.
In a unanimous ruling in 1964, the high court said it took more than factual errors to constitute libel. You have to show actual malice,
which the court defined as knowing falsity or reckless disregard of the truth.
In other words, says Samford University law professor William Ross, the media can't knowingly print information about public officials that's wrong or reckless. It's considered a seminal case ensuring freedom of the press. Justice Clarence Thomas questioned that precedent. He wrote this libel standard isn't in the Constitution and that states are capable of striking the appropriate balance between public discourse and reputational harm. Ross says it's not unusual for justices to publicly call for revisiting precedents, and Thomas's comments fall in line with how he interprets the Constitution. Thomas's words have gained extra attention because President Donald Trump has suggested libel law be rewritten. But Ross says the Sullivan decision is not partisan in its effect.
Every person at some point, you know, has some reason to criticize the government and to criticize, you know, public officials.
Auburn University political science professor Stephen Brown says the case might be reconsidered, but in light of today's online and social media landscape.
You have so much more speech that's out there, so many more ways that people say unkind and, you know, perhaps defamatory things about each other. Should the same standard apply?
Who is a public figure on Facebook? Who is a publisher on Twitter? Questions not before the court in the 1960s. Andrew Yeager, WBHM.
The Sullivan case, along with seven others from Alabama, are highlighted in an exhibit created by Brown. It's on display at Vulcan Park and Museum through May 9th. Supreme Court audio is provided by OYE, a free law project in collaboration with the Legal Information Institute at Cornell University.